Well, Curtis, if the air is unhealthy outside, I may stay inside and sourdough and chill today because we should check the window world of Boston weather window, find out about the pollution. Curtis, what are we looking at?
Close that. The air is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Air quality index 121, which is worse than yesterday at this time. They said it was going to be better. They lied. So it's gross out there. It's about 73 and cloudy with a thick haze from our Canadian friends. Afternoon high, a little less than 80. Sunset, 7:57.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Would you like the angry Red Sox text of the morning, Curtis?
Why are you angry?
617 text that says, Red Sox are undefeated since the deadline, but you morons keep talking about Craig Breslow and what he did at the deadline. I don't know that we keep talking about that. We have discussed it from time to time.
Good morning.
We have discussed it from time to time over the last couple of days.
He looks he looks like in this position right now because of the way Giolito and Bale's pitching that he made the, not necessarily he made the right move, but there weren't deals out there that he could get done.
Yeah, you know? I've seen the building of the fall guy, and that is going to be Breslow if and when the team falls off because Carrabis has been saying that there were people in the building miffed at his indecisiveness. Mm. And I would also just say, like, I don't know if anybody believes this. According to Bradford, you had Theo Epstein, you had Alex Cora, Sam Kennedy, John Henry, Gordon, everybody in the room on the trade deadline day. And according to most of the reporting, the offer to the Twins for Joe Ryan came very late.
Yeah.
Why, if you're John Henry, or if you're Sam Kennedy, who we could ask Thursday at 9, or you're anybody in that room, you have the ability to say, hey, call the Twins, give them this offer, let them know that we're here, and if they get a better one, to give us a call, and we'll try and sweeten it.
It sounds to me like it was your typical negotiation tactic where you're waiting until the end so that you are going to hopefully get the best deal for yourself. But I agree with you.
But Joe Ryan, Greg, I understand that the Twins are having a fire sale, but Joe Ryan isn't one that they are saving money on. He only has $3 million coming his way.
Right.
So it's not like in the last minute they're like, oh, no, we have to offload this guy. Otherwise, we're set with the bill.
Yeah, I mean, the reporting or the whispering is that by the time the Red Sox got around to taking it seriously, the Twins had already moved. They were making so many other moves that
What? I don't buy that. Because if you really are willing to move on from Joe Ryan, if you're Minnesota, and a good enough deal comes in, whether it's at the 11th hour or if it's a week before, you take the deal.
So then what happened in your mind?
I think that the deal that Breslow offered wasn't good enough for the Twins.
But that's when you have negotiations. And I think that's what's frustrating to people is that for Craig Breslow to come on the show and say everything was on the table. We put guys on the table that we said we were never going to.
We got uncomfortable.
And so if that's the case.
But do you 100% believe that?
Well, so what's he lying about?
I think that there were guys that were on the table, but for a certain price, right?
And he wasn't willing to part. Price, not what it's going to cost you. Prospect price, he wasn't willing to do that.
Yeah, whether it's prospects, whether it's current guys on the current roster, I don't know, maybe he says to Minnesota, okay, we'll give you these prospects, A, B, and C, and they're like, oh, we want those, plus we need you to throw in Durant.
It was feeble because it came late and it didn't have what they wanted. That's why Ken Rosenthal called it feeble. And I just want to ask everybody.
Well, then that's my thing. It's really you didn't give them what they wanted.
Does anybody believe that Craig Breslow was operating the war room at the trade deadline and it was up to him and him alone what they could and couldn't do?
No.
Does anybody believe that if John Henry, Theo Epstein, Sam Kennedy, or Alex Cora said, we need to make a deal, figure it out, that he would have had to figure it out.
Yes.
So then why does anybody waste a second on Craig Breslow? He is just the figurehead. He was the 10th guy to interview for the job. Why do we allow these? Like, they've already started it. Carrabba's talking about how people in the building, and I believe him completely.
Yeah.
Completely in the people in the building were very frustrated by how rigid he was. Like, okay.
Well, they can't be frustrated if they were all there at decision time.
Right.
And they weren't telling him, you got to do it.
I got calls on Saturday with Ken where people were like, well, I mean, Breslow didn't want to make the deal. I'm like, Alex Cora makes 3 times what Breslow makes. John Henry owns everything. Like, are you really telling me that Craig Breslow was the one who was in charge?
But he's the one finding all the traits. So, like, it's not John Henry, Alex Cora. Yeah, exactly. But if Craig Breslow doesn't get an actual trade offer on the board, then he has nothing to propose to them for them to tell him to accept it.
Well, my guess is that John Henry says, we need to get X player, figure out what the deal needs to happen, and let's execute it.
But there may be something, I think I heard you guys talking about it Saturday, there may be something to the suggestion that the teams don't like dealing with the Red Sox and haven't for quite some time.
Right.
Because Was that you guys talking about that?
There's a lot of people out there that believe that they are being spun for PR purposes when the Red Sox are, quote, in on something, when the reality is the call is just to make it accurate that they were in on X player, whereas other teams at the deadline just want to get a deal done and aren't being used for PR purposes.
I think if John Henry and those guys are in the room, and I kind of lean a little bit to Shine's point, but I think that he's basically said, okay, Brez, you're gonna do all the baseball stuff. He then comes back with a package and says, hey, John, this is what we should be willing to do to get Joe Ryan. Minnesota doesn't like that, and maybe John Henry goes, if you think that's best, Brez, then let's not do that. If you don't think it's worth it to give up Duran part of that deal, and I'm just using his name for
example. But it costs you $3 million, like, yeah. and prospects. Like, I just think they were way too late on it. Like, I don't think that deal ever was presented to them and John Henry said no, Curtis. Like, you don't think that, right?
Yeah, No, not at all. Yeah. No, I think that they were not as aggressive as they want us to believe they were,
yeah,
because John Henry really wants to have the maximum amount of flexibility with all these young guys around, and they traded several top prospects to get Crochet, and now their other prospects are playing in the big league club, so maybe they don't have the depth that other people
have. So do you think John Henry says you can trade you could trade player XYZ, prospect XYZ, but you can't trade these guys?
I think John Henry
has no idea which prospects are good and which aren't.
So I don't put it on John Henry. I put it on Breslow. If you're not giving Minnesota the best possible option, and I'm not buying that.
Wait, so you think John Henry wanted them to trade more and Breslow said no?
No. I think that Breslow went to Minnesota, gave them an offer for Joe Ryan.
That John Henry probably approved of.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. And then Minnesota said, no, we want more with that.
Okay, so then
Breslow said...
I think John Henry probably said, everybody is on the table except the password.
Oof.
Well, if you believe Jeff
Passan...
Do you ever
use the Google password when they say use a strong, or do you just create your own?
No, I always create my own. Yeah. I use the same one.
Yeah, bullet 123.
That's really bad.
I mean, it seems fine.
One hacker gets it.
I do have trouble. Right. I did have trouble logging into Roku to watch the game the other day.
This DoorDash account is loaded.
Is baseball ever going to be on just the regular network that one gets on their cable system? Or how is that going in the future?
Yeah. I have no idea. But okay. I do know that if the Red Sox wanted Joe Ryan, they would have Joe Ryan. That's really simple. And it is not because of Craig Breslow. It's not because of any of the way the scouts...
So then who's it because? Like,
it's the organization.
So the organization said, we want Joe Ryan, but we're not willing to give up this piece?
What it takes to get him, right, which is why they call the pursuit people.
So then that would be on Breslow.
But if Ryan was on the table, Curtis, a texter wants to know, if Joe Ryan was on the table, why didn't anybody else get him?
Salary was not onerous for the Twins. He is not someone that they're going to have to pay a lot the rest of the way.
It's $3.5 million or something, right?
So they'll wait to the offseason.
And they want the best possible deal.
Right.
So nobody gave them the best possible deal.
The only deal that they described as feeble was from the Boston Red Sox.
Right, but Greg's point, if there was a good enough deal out there,
why did they call it feeble? They didn't say that about any other team.
So, but now
somebody's a huge Avengers fan, because I think that's what Thanos said.
That's the best
feeble human beings.
Right.
But I just look at if Breslow gave they gave a counter to Breslow. Minnesota gave them a counter. I don't care if it was at the last hour. A lot of deals get done the last hour before the trade, the last 10 minutes before a trade deadline. Minnesota gave them a counter. They elected the Red Sox not to go with whatever that counter is.
Listen, they're undefeated since the deadline, so maybe Brezbot was spot on.
Right. If I don't put the trade, honestly, I put the trade, them not doing nothing, getting somebody, I put it on Breslow.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think Henry says, hey, you're free to do what you want with the baseball. You know, if it's a money situation, and clearly it wasn't, so he doesn't have to sign off on money.
4-0 since the unfortunate incident in Fall River, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they look pretty good. He's getting the last laugh right now.
Did you see the text that Ken sent Sam? It's a video of him cheering when everybody was booing.
No, I didn't see that. But yes, Sam Kennedy on this show Thursday at 9. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox took the first in their series with the Royals. 8-5 was the final at Fenway. Brian Baio went six innings, not giving up a single run on six hits while striking out five. Roman Anthony was a late scratch. Alex Cora said it was due to a tight back. He will not play tonight either. Another one with the Royals tonight, 7-10 first pitch from Fenway with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Pats, who had practice yesterday, a scary moment when defensive coordinator Terrell Williams was treated for dehydration. He left midway through practice with the help of the medical staff. Other things
of note. Did you hear about the guy, the coach, the defensive coordinator? He had dehydration yesterday.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Fell down.
Courtney, you should have covered that.
I know. My fault.
What about Braintree Little League?
No, that was all you.
Okay.
I knew that was your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Travion Henderson had a good day. Multiple catches for him. Bedarian Lowe returned to the field, signaling he will be coming off the PUP list. And Mike Vrabel said that Kendrick Bourne got rolled up on Friday. He's not expected to see him this week. Also, an update on Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis. They aren't expected to practice today or tomorrow against Washington. The guys have a walkthrough practice today at 10. And you've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.
Patriots have announced that gates will open at 5 on Friday on Tom Brady's statue night, and you can stream the ceremony at 6 with various dignitaries. Tom Brady arriving for that. I don't know if he'll stay for the game or not,
No.
Curtis. but what do you want the statue to look like? I know we got to get to Hill Mail, but what image, what Tom Brady moment do you want commemorated in that statue?
I want it to be a mixture of the Sistine Chapel and Jesus Christ.
I want the let's go. I want him yelling. I don't want him throwing.
Like fists?
Yeah.
You don't want him throwing the football?
No.
I mean the...
Nope.
Oh, the holding up the Lombardi?
Yeah, holding up the Lombardi. Or the let's go that he used to do at the end of the field when he ran out every time. Like, I just want something that's very symbolic of Tom Brady. I feel like... Any quarterback can get a statue throwing a football.
I want Tom holding a sign that reads, "Everything behind me is because of me."
We're bringing this sucker home!
I mean, do you think he had a say in what it looks like?
Yeah. I hope so.
They say no. I trust
they
RKK.
Maybe.
But if he did, it'd be great. You know the... who's his daughter? Viv?
Yep.
He had her on his shoulders...
After one of the Super Bowls,
yes. Yeah. Like, I mean, loves his kids, family guy. That would be a cool.
He wouldn't do that weird? Because then he'd be like, you know, I got
but
a couple
can't
other
pick
kids
her over Jack right. or yeah. whatever. Yeah.
What if he has a black belt on as a shot at Giselle's boy?
It's either going to be some form
in,
of
it's like a downward dog or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's either some
jiu-jitsu,
some form of a throwing motion, or one of the trophies up, let's go. Or like you said, Courtney running out with his fist, let's go. Yeah. It's going to be one of those things.
I think it's the bringing the sucker. If I had to do it, it would be the Lombardi over the stage with the, you know, pointing it out to the crowd, bringing the sucker home image is the best.
Yeah.
So you don't want in-game action, Tom Brady.
No, like that is the defining moment of his career, down 28-3, everything going on with Spygate and Deflategate and nonsense, and to stand there to get his fifth ahead of everybody.
But he has many moments.
What about QB sneak? I mean, the man was phenomenal at QB sneak.
Yeah, I can't really do that,
well,
though.
The tush push has been adopted.
There's so many moments, so I think, you know.
I mean, you don't want him in uniform, like helmet on. Like, I mean,
I'll take him in a backwards hat.
Oh, you,
yeah, I will.
Don't show it to Cowherd.
Yes, well, I will.
That's a good question, because if you do some of those post game Super Bowl moments,
yeah,
then he's not in you. He's just like going to be wearing a T-shirt.
You could do the courtroom artist.
That would be the best one.
Well, that's why he's going to have a say. He doesn't want to be done dirty there.
But if I had to put money on it now, because, Greg, I didn't even think about that. You brought this up. He's going to be in helmet throwing a pass in uniform, because they can't just have him holding something up because he's not in full uniform.
He's in full uniform, though, when he runs, when he came onto the field every game and he would run the whole thing and do the let's go with his arms kind of down yelling.
Yeah.
He's in full uniform there. I think that's what they're going to do.
But isn't he wearing his helmet, too, when he's doing that?
He is.
So it'd either be that or him, you know, just in throwing motion. But it'll be full-on uniform, so the crafts can make sure that you clearly see the Patriots logo, the number 12 on the jersey.
Has it time passed the simple bronze statue by? Like, shouldn't it be AI interactive or whatever? And you go up and you talk to Tom and he tells you how he's feeling.
Pretty cool.
The hologram?
Yeah. Holograph.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, hologram Tom Brady.
I guess you could. He's like always there. What was the movie where that, like, the person is always there, so Tom Brady is always there? Like, welcome to Gillette Stadium, the house that I built. I'm Tom Brady. Behind me is one Patriots place. You'll find many T-shirts and hats for you to purchase. Please go upstairs to the Hall of Fame.
Go check out Howl at the Moon. Yes.
80 for Brady.
Yeah, you can sit in the actual huddle and hear me call a play.
It's well, they do have that thing in the Hall of Fame where you can get in the huddle with him. But that looks nothing like him, that one that's in there.
Right.
I hope it looks like him. It's going to be awful if it doesn't look. But they commissioned it a long time ago, so I'm sure.
I think it's going to be helmet on, uniform, so you get the Brady jersey, you get the number 12 on the back, you get the name on the back, like you get the flying Elvises on the shoulders and that kind of thing.
Texter says most iconic shot of Tom Brady is Super Bowl win when he's got his hands on his head. Maybe that's what it'll be. Like,
but
that,
then,
that,
first, that, like, but he's not in uniform, though. He's just
He's got the Super Bowl T-shirt on. And
But do you think the crafts...
We just won the Super Bowl.
Right, but don't you think the crafts really want to highlight
the uniform,
the Patriots logo?
Yeah. Just to think of how lucky we are to be born now. The act of being born is like one in a jillion. That we were born in this city at this time when he was the quarterback of the Patriots. I'm told I'm miserable and downtrodden, all those things. I am so grateful that I had the privilege to watch this guy carry Belichick's fat ass to six Super Bowls and win another one in year one in Tampa. All hearing you guys, Wiggy rooting against the Bucks, saying the Saints are going to win. The Saints are going to win.
Yeah, I didn't want to see him win with Tampa.
Shutting up Aaron Rodgers in the NFC title game, the biggest wuss decision, kicking a field goal to make it a 5-point game and giving the ball to Tom Brady, and then just demoralizing Patrick Mahomes at the age of 43. Thank God for Tom Brady. What joy. Well,
it will be pretty special, I am sure, on Friday night, and you can stream it at 6 o'clock, or you can get in there if you're going early on Friday night. All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you have to call Coleman.
It's electric!
Got to give a big shout-out to my guy, Santo, doing that bike race for a good cause. Respect. This year, Cape Cod. Next year, Tour de France. Who knows? You want to know who couldn't do that bike ride? His name is Shime. He couldn't even get one of his legs over that bike frame to sit on the seat, let alone pedal. You want to know why? Because Shime still stinks.
More like the
I can get on a bike, but thank you.
More like the Tour de Pants, based on that photo that you shared.
It's got people talking.
It really does. I got a side-by-side photo sent to me.
Yeah. Somebody said, is that Bolo?
Yeah. No. Greg showed me of LB in, was that a Jingle All the Way 5K
yes.
costume?
Yes, he was wearing a costume.
It was Bulge Gate, really.
It was Bulge Forward.
Yes. Yes. Yes,
it was.
I mean, so. He can't contain it.
Is he going to do the PMC again?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
Great job by him.
Hello, this is Matt. So, at the beginning of the season, I made a bet the Red Sox would win the World Series plus 1,800, 1,900, something like that. About a month ago, the buyout on the $10 bet was 80 cents. Now it's up to $2.60. We're making progress, fellas. Don't give up on this team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You get I'm always told by Curtis and Ken that you just get there and anything can happen. Anything can happen in October.
In baseball, it is. If you got Crochet and Giolito and Bale, let's say they're on in the postseason, and that's the thing about baseball. And they've beaten the Dodgers. People think the Dodgers can win the World Series. They've beaten the Yankees. Like, they could legitimately beat any team in a seven-game series.
Hey, guys, I'm just sitting here looking at my computer after another Red Sox win. And Jaron Duran leads the team in at-bats, runs, hits, doubles, triples, bases on balls. He's second on the team in RBIs. He's second on the team in stolen bases. And he's fifth in home runs. This is the guy you wanted to trade. Idiots, all of you.
Hey, he has gotten hot.
I think you win with pitching, but
it's a month, though. Remember how hot Sedan Rafaela was. Yeah. You know, that's the thing about baseball, especially with the hitting. You get these highs, these lows. I agree with Curtis. It's about your pitching. And people in Major League Baseball will tell you that. And people who know the game a lot better than we do will say it's about.
But you're an all-city catcher. You know this.
Right, I am. But there are people that, listen, I'm going to be humble. I know there are people out there that know a lot more than baseball.
Oh, stop it.
You know, Veritek being one of those guys.
Not when it comes to having the infield in on the grass.
Well, that's different. I'm an aggressive manager.
Right. Will Middlebrooks is still shook.
Excuse me for being a day behind. But, yeah, I got on Instagram yesterday morning and saw this nice photo of Coco and Santo, her supporting her husband. Thought that was great. And then I started scrolling down and holy crap. Guy's got a ham hock down there, Coco. Good for you.
Sato is loving it.
Oh, he's seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world
though. Last night he said, "I just sat back. You know, I didn't fight it, and I let the photos speak for themselves."
So see, now Americans should be happy because now you see what, like, you know, 5-6 inches looks like.
No.
It's bigger than you expected.
No.
You did say seven was massive.
Because I didn't know what seven was. I had to be taught after.
You didn't know how big seven inches was.
I feel like there
was there like a fluffer there before the photo, or
no.
Was that just it was all natural?
Straight off the mic.
He was not thinking about baseball.
He'd have his blood pumping.
Said no one ever. I don't know what 7 inches looks like.
I don't.
A lot of friction on the bike seat. Did he just gotten off the bike seat?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I got to tell you, I've been to P-Town many times. A lot of good looking people walk around.
I'm Colin. I got a joke for you. I heard the other day. You ready? Yeah, here we go. Bill Belichick and a 28-year-old female reporter walk into a bar. Tell me if you've heard it before.
Is that Mary Kay Cabot? Classless.
Yeah, it was classless.
A long way to get nowhere.
That was classless.
Did Wiggy really just make fun of Jaron Duran's voice? He said, "Hey, yo, he's tatted up. He don't look like he would have that kind of voice."
Oh, my voice goes with my look. Got my accent. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Anytime people are like, "Yo, your accent is definitely fire."
What is your accent?
It's a mix of Boston and, I don't know, whatever my mother gave me and whatever I heard growing up around the house.
Yeah. I think assembling furniture for single women is a great idea. As the saying goes, if you build it, they will come.
Hey, that was good.
Story about how women are apparently turning to Hinge not to get a hookup, But to get a guy to come over and assemble the furniture that they purchased at Wayfair or wherever.
And there is really nothing hotter than watching somebody, a man, like, put something together. Like,
really?
Hang, yeah.
Really?
Huh. Like,
you like
be
that
handy.
Plumbus
yeah.
crack?
Yeah, well, no. Like, be handy around the house. Yeah.
IKEA is foreplay.
Like, you know you don't have to do it. He knows what he's doing. The
no,
guy
it just,
is...
it, he's taking control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm worried that Courtney's going to have the same reaction to Alan Jackson that the woman at the orchestra had to the music.
I want to go to, I was saying to Greg, I want to go to dinner with him. I'm just so fascinated by him.
Impressed.
He's also extremely handsome. He's been, I mean, my girlfriends are all talking about him.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's, so he's very popular with the ladies.
Is oh, he is. He's
well, he's taken, you know.
Yes, yeah. But he's more popular, I would think, than Crash Daddy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Crash Daddy?
Yeah, who's that?
From the trial.
Yeah, he was one of the guys who testified that the ladies were intrigued by.
I got a picture of him. He has a beard,
yes.
Like a goatee,
yeah.
But sometimes he goes no facial hair. Mm-hmm.
Right. Was at the Red Sox game last night, and everybody in Kansas City was there. Every Royals fan taking over the ballpark.
Hey, Kansas City shows up.
Well, I mean, Curtis was there. He experienced it himself.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Oh, was that a shot at me?
I'm assuming. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not
a great Curtis, if I'm being honest.
Kansas City fans show up.
Well, I think there were more Red Sox. I would assume there were more Red Sox fans there last night than there were.
I don't know. It's hard to tell on television. So,
yeah. You
know.
I don't know.
Courtney, darling, it's your father here. I just want to say you don't have to hide our information. If Greg wants to say that your mother was out with Roman Anthony at that restaurant the other day, that's more than fine. I was, as that Wiggy fellow says, keeping it a buck with Leah at that moment. Divide and conquer.
Disgusting.
So Greg sees Roman Anthony walking around town with a beautiful woman, and then the very next day he's out of the lineup with a backache. Coincidence? I don't think so.
I didn't feel like that was dry snitching. I just thought it was.
Then what is dry snitching?
Well, I mean, you don't think the guy is single and he plays for the Boston Red Sox. Of course he's
got a smoke
ladies.
On his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but wasn't he at Nantucket with a bunch of, like, didn't, like, four smokes go in there?
Well, that was, like, Leah and her friends were on Nantucket with him. So,
right, but it might have been, we don't know who the other girls are other than his sister.
Let the guy live his life, for crying
Correct?
Out loud.
To be fair, I give Courtney more credence than you. She has the WAG experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I could imagine, you know, God forbid he told... You know, a nice girl that he met. Oh, I'm staying in tonight. I'm not doing anything.
It was just coffee. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. They probably met for a coffee clutch. Yeah.
If he did that, then clearly he don't give enough.
Yes.
If he told, hey, listen, stay in the night. I'm just,
I'm
then
just saying.
Strolling around the seaport hand in hand with another chick.
Listen, I've learned my lesson. Gresh's head in the Twitch chat says, please, mind your own business. Mind your own business, Greg.
Quarter of 10.
I will.
Yeah, I swear this lady is not looking at me like I'm crazy because I am at a red light singing, they eat all the dogs. They eat all the cats. Yep, this lady thinks I'm absolutely out of my mind. But pretty good song. They eat all the dogs. They eat all the cats.
It's,
all right.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah. It's really the part where the dude sings, they're eating the pets, like, or please don't eat my cat. We're gonna have to listen to
this. They're eating the dogs.
This part's okay.
They're eating the cats.
But when you get into the guy going solo,
they're eating
that's
the pets of the people that live there. People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else. Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
Yeah, see, that's the part that
it's such a like that is like the that's like Afrobeat at its best, like a Caribbean vibe.
Very catchy.
This is a good song.
Amen.
Is that it, Chime?
That's it today.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Jones and Keith coming up from training camp once again at Gillette. And I would like to thank, before we go, the sponsor of Dress Greg today. And it is Cole Landscaping. They are in Rowley on the North Shore. And I thank them for supporting the Greg Hill Foundation. Proudly wearing my Cole landscaping shirt today, so maybe I'll get out and, if necessary, trim some flora or fauna or mow the lawn or whatever later on today. But if you'd like to dress me, you can do that when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6, bright and early. We'll see what Jones and Keefe see when they're out there today, and we're getting closer to it. We're getting closer and closer to actual football Friday night, if you count that, Wiggy. I know you don't count preseason.
I don't really, but I think Wednesday will be a big day. Wednesday is the inter-squad.
Tomorrow
will be the inter-squad practice. So for me, I'll look to see what Jones and Keefe see tomorrow more than anything, because I think I don't know how much we're going to see those guys play on Friday.
Yeah,
you know, but you'll be able to see them in practice going against each other and getting a lot more reps.
If Greg has any balls, he'll be here Friday to talk about the scrimmage.
Oh, I am off Friday, unfortunately. What? I have to get on the island. I got to get the vacation.
Wow.
It's one day.
It's actually 7 vacation days in the last 2 weeks.
No, it's
Mr.
really.
Mr. Curtis was in Hawaii.
No, it's really
flex it up.
It's one week with my daughter and DMs and whatever.
I'm so jealous. The weather looks.
Weather looks
you
good.
You picked a good
Don't
one.
Don't jinx anything.
Yeah. I know. Sorry.
Roman Anthony, stay far away from Nantucket.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us. Good show today,
great
everybody.
Show.
Fun show.
A lot of fun. We're already making news on the Alan Jackson interview, so there's that.
Ken's like, there are news stations calling. It's like, it's okay. It's all good.
See you tomorrow morning. Now the time has come for leaving.